Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Folks, we got a great entrepreneurial story to tell you about. Anna Brakefield is here to represent her the company she co-founded with her father, Mark Yeager, Redland Cotton. They're cotton farmers, and they decided to grow their own, take their raw material and turn it into a finished product. And it's a great entrepreneurial story, and Anna's here to tell us about it. Anna Brakefield, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So you're in Northwest Alabama, and most people know this is Redland country. The Northwest Alabama especially is clay country, red clay, but it grows great cotton. And you guys have been cotton farmers for a long time. What was the decision that was made? How was the decision made to go from growing a raw material to turning it into a finished product?
Yeah, my dad has been growing cotton since the early 80s, and he has always been frustrated to see the price that he is getting for his cotton, and to go into a store or buy something online and see that massive price difference.
Right.
And he just felt like he was kind of getting a little screwed along the way. And my background is in advertising and marketing and design. And so he approached me with this idea of taking our raw cotton product and making it consumer-facing good. And I quit my job.
Cut out most of the middlemen, right?
There you go. Yeah.
That's what a great story. So you quit your job and threw in with your dad, huh?
Yes, for better or for worse, that is what we did.
That's a topic we're going to talk about in the next segment, but we're going to talk about the family part of this. But when he told you this idea, when he said this to you, did you say, "Well, Dad, I know what you were feeling, but what are you thinking?" Did you say that?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely went back and forth about the logistics surrounding it. But ultimately, it sounded like a good idea to me and something that would allow me to use what I'm good at to integrate into the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And so we both kind of took the leap of faith with that and started putting together our supply chain.
So when you buy Redland cotton sheets and pillowcases and things like that, folks, you're getting it from the people who grow it out of the ground. The material that you get is these people grow it out of the ground. They plant it and cultivate it and harvest it and turn it into a finished product. So where is your manufacturing done?
So our manufacturing is done all over the kind of eastern side of the United States.
But it's all U.S. product.
It is all 100% U.S. product.
Grown and woven and distributed U.S.
Yes. And that was extremely important to us. You know, the cotton growth in the United States and the price is almost directly correlated to what we're able to make and produce here. And so that was important.
What does that mean? Tell us what that means. Explain that part.
Almost a little bit of a supply and demand situation.
Mm-hmm.
The United States is one of the, in the top five for sure, cotton producers.
In the world,
yet all of our supply is going to Asian countries,
mm-hmm,
or to Pakistan. And so we're just losing out, and more farmers are dropping out of of growing cotton because it just doesn't make sense.
Well, the farming industry is rough right now anyway. I mean, the number of dairies that are out there, used to be a lot of private dairies. There are almost no private dairies anymore. It's, farming is really taking a hit in America. It's mostly big farms. So your product, you make bedding, sheets, pillowcases, things like that, right?
Yep, we make towels, we make quilts, we make
linen-type product.
Yes, and every time we make a new product, there's a new manufacturer that we find here in the United States, and that ranges from Maine to Missouri to Texas.
So you grow and market your products, design the products, you write the specs, you grow it, the raw material, then you outsource the production of the product, then you bring it back and market it yourself. So you do the That's alpha, correct. The omega, and you outsource what's in the middle.
Yes. And we've recently brought in our own cut and sew manufacturing, so we're starting to own that bit of the process as well. But yes, we have some great manufacturing partners.
That evolution that you just described, Anna, is classic. I've seen so many people do this with wine, with other products, that they start out outsourcing a lot of it. And, of course, that's the beauty of one of the great beauties of the American system is we have the outsourcing capability, but a lot of times you'll bring back in-house some of it that makes more sense. So your product, though, I want to ask you, what is your thread count of your sheets?
So our thread count is just 140. We took a bed sheet from the 1920s, and we worked with textile engineers in the Carolinas to recreate the same yarn size and weave construction of these old bed sheets.
Yeah.
So if you purchase a set of our sheets, you'll notice that it's a heftier sheet. There's about 7 pounds of cotton in a sheet set.
Wow.
Of ours. They're smooth, they're soft, and they're substantial.
So you don't have to have a 500 thread count sheet to have a comfortable quality sheet.
No.
A lot of people think that, though, don't
they? Lovely. It's marketing at its finest. and I'm very familiar with how that works. And that's something we definitely had to overcome in selling our product. But most people will attest that once you try our sheets, you'll throw out that thread count myth.
So, redlandcotton.com, is that right? Redlandcotton.com. Check it out, folks. Anna Brakefield, a co-founder, along with her dad, Mark Yeager. They grow their own cotton, and they have it produced into awesome products, and then they sell it themselves. And it's a great entrepreneurial story, but it's also a family business. We all know how those work, right? We'll talk about that with Anna after the break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.